This is Kerrang Radio. I'm Louise Maloney and I'm now joined in the studio by Jared Leto. Hi, Jared.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. It's such a pleasure to meet you.
You too.
Okay, so I wanted to have a chat with you. You're here. You're going to be doing a Kerrang takeover. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Cool. Well, I wanted to have a little chat with you about Love, Lust, Faith and Dreams, your new album.
I like the way you say that.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's good. Because your first single from the album was Up in the Air.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's a little bit more electronic and less rocky than previous stuff. Would you have said that?
I wouldn't say that just because I don't think in terms like that, but I could say I understand why you would say that. I think we've always used a lot of different instruments and a lot of different tools to make music, whether it's an acoustic guitar or a taiko drum or a computer. And I think that they're all kind of worthy instruments as long as you get your point across.
I just thought it might have been quite a brave move because it's a new album. You come back on the scene with this. Yeah. And I thought it was slightly different to your older stuff.
I think it's important as well. You know, we could have made another This Is War or A Beautiful Lie. But if you keep repeating yourself, you don't break new ground. There's no discovery. And I think that, you know, an artist who doesn't move forward moves backwards. So you have to challenge yourself. You have to work really hard and make sure that you're learning and
developing, I guess.
Yeah, you don't always do it as expected. You know, some people want the same meal over and over and over again. But, you know, we're 30 seconds to Mars, and I think that destroying your past and is an important part of moving forward.
Let's talk about your epic videos, because that's the only word I can use for them. They're nearly basically shorts.
Thanks.
They're incredible, from The Kill to Kings and Queens, right up to Up in the Air. I thought Up in the Air, again, had quite a different vibe to it because it had less of a narrative and was more of just like in the warehouse, random scenes with your zebras and things like that. So
yeah.
Did you decide to take a different route with that?
I did. I purposefully, I mean, it's very well said. I think you summed it up perfectly. I did get rid of this idea of a narrative, and I think that freed me up a lot to focus on metaphors, to focus on symbols, and to focus on all the things I love about art and design and performance. And it was incredible. We worked with Dita Von Teese, absolutely beautiful, and the U.S. female gymnastics team, and they were incredible. And I was able to really just paint pictures, and I had a lot of fun doing that.
Great.
And we just won the best rock video at the MTV Awards in the States. So
that's incredible. Congratulations.
Yes. And today we got nominated for 3 EMAs. Just found out a couple hours ago.
Congratulations. That's amazing news.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of fun.
You must be ecstatic.
Yeah. I'm tired right now, but ecstatic.
I just jet lagged. You will sound more ecstatic.
No, we did this morning. I got here from Rio last night. So I'm just a little tired. But this morning we found out, and you know, it was unexpected, so it was really nice. Really nice. We're really grateful.
Good. Are we allowed to touch on Bartholomew Cubbins?
Sure.
Tell me about him.
What do you want to know?
Everything.
Really? You're a brave girl. Be careful. He doesn't play games.
Really? Does he bite?
He's a task, he does.
Okay.
He bites and spanks and pulls and a lot more than that. I always make up stories about Bartholomew Cubbins like he's in rehab again and, you know, or escaped from, jail for some weird crime. And I think he's like a Danish person with albinism, which is the correct way to say albino, I've been told.
But just to explain to people, is he an alter ego?
He is. I mean, I think the secret's out.
But I don't want to break it here. I don't want to break the secret.
No, it's fine. Everyone knows that I am Bartholomew Cubbins. But you know, I started that because I wanted to make these little shorts, as you call them. I wanted to make them without any of the preconceived notions being placed upon them by other people. Oh, that Jared is the guy who's in the band and he's an actor and this and this. You know, I wanted people just to forget about that. And this was a long time ago it started. So it was a way for me to work in relative, you know, anonymity.
I'm joined in the studio by Jared Leto. I'm going to play a few tunes and I'll be back just after this.
This is Kerrang Radio.
This is Kerrang Radio. I'm Louise Maloney. I'm in the studio with Jared Leto. We're talking about the album Love, Lust, Faith and Dreams. I wanted to touch on City of Angels.
Yeah.
And I have some lyrics here. Lost in the city of angels, down in the comfort of strangers, I found myself in the fire-burned hills in the land of billion lights.
I couldn't have said it better. Where are you from?
Ireland, in Dublin.
I know that.
Dublin.
In Dublin, yeah.
Dublin City.
I spent a lot of time there. I love
it. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I loved it.
Mm, it's a great city.
Great people. I think Irish people have a lot in common with American people.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Culturally, there's just a... There's something in the blood. I don't know what it is, but there's
alcohol.
It's probably that.
Okay. Well, anything about those lyrics?
Yeah, it's a story. It's a very personal story. That's my hometown.
Okay.
You know, I didn't grow up in Los Angeles, but I certainly went there, and it's a town that helped me to achieve some of my goals and dreams in life. And you know, it's a fascinating place. It's full of broken dreams and promises, and we're working on a short film for it right now that's really, really, really exciting. It's a documentary about the City of Angels, and I've interviewed all kinds of people, including Superman, Marilyn Monroe, and Michael Jackson.
Doesn't get better than that. I know you're running out of time here, but I did want to touch on Do or Die. It is number one yesterday in our Kerrang rock chart.
Is it?
It was, yes.
Oh, so congratulations.
It's been flying high for the last few weeks.
Oh, fantastic.
It's an incredible interactive experience when I see that video and I see you perform it live. I haven't seen it myself, but I've seen it on you know, recordings of it. It's incredible.
What do you mean you haven't seen it yourself, but you've
seen
recording?
I haven't seen you do it. I haven't been in the room. When
you haven't been at the shows, but you've seen the short film.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, okay. So I've seen the video. And there's a massive interaction of fans. You have your fans speaking in the video as well.
Yeah.
So tell me, how do you make that different to everyone else who performs live? How do you get in? It's like the whole room is performing. Mm. You're not performing to them. They're not performing to you. You're all performing together.
Well, you're great to do an interview with because you answer the question before I have a chance to, and that you say it in such a great way that there's really little for me to say. You said it all. I think what's special is that the audience is a part of the show. And I think that comes from really a desire we have and a curiosity that we have and a passion that we have an affinity that we have with the audience.
It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Thanks very much.
Good accent. And thank you so much. We are going to play 30 Seconds to Mars a little later in the show. But thank you so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having me.